Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Alex Trebek may be getting a little salty. I mean, he's getting up there in age, obviously, hosting Jeopardy for about 400 years. And, you know, he does what he normally does, introducing the Jeopardy contestants. And I had this dude who had written in his bio that he was a competitive powerlifter. And Alex, he got a little salty with the guy. Was saying, you know what, my kid lifts weights. And you know what, he started calling the guy out a little bit.
Nick Warrico is a graduate student from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Nick, when my son was in college, he did a lot of work in the gym, weightlifting. You are a competitive strongman and a power lifter, and yet you don't appear to have the big, solid build that my son had at that
time.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of muscle I could gain right now, but it takes time, and I'm willing to put in the effort.
All right. Good luck.
That was all the right. Saddest wow. Response ever.
Wow.
What are you
so
doing
dismissive.
To me? What are you doing, huh?
Wow.
What are you doing to me? What are you doing, huh?
Damn, dude. You know,
yeah, Alex, I guess I could work on my body a little bit more.
Well, why would you put down your competitive powerlifter and you don't even look the part? Like, you have a long way to go to get to look like you're really that guy. Why even put it down?
What does this guy look like? I'd love to see, like, a side-by-side comparison between that guy and Alex Trebek's son.
Alex Trebek's son must be swole.
Yeah, my son's swole. Yeah. You, sir, are not.
You are
I'm
not.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. So sexy, it hurts.
My son is.
Yeah. How about that? He's still a proud papa, apparently.
I'm a little drunk, and I need you now.
The guy looks pretty big from the picture.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like Alex Trebek's kid.
Well, I don't know what Alex Trebek's kid looks like.
Oh, he's swole.
This guy looks like he's got muscles underneath that shirt. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh,
look at the guy's neck.
Oh,
he almost looks like that dude that was the big meme from a couple of weeks ago with no neck.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Until you're the size of Alex's kid, don't talk to me.
It'd been great if he just got pissed at Alex and picked him up. He's like, who's the strong man now? And just lifts Alex above his head and throws him.
Yeah.
It's the Clark Kent syndrome. He's wearing glasses, so he looks weaker.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, that's it.
A good point, Rev.
You're right. Right. And he didn't want to reveal his true identity, so
right.
He just had to go, all right, you're right.
I need a drink.
Yeah. But if it was Lex Luthor, you know, in charge of Jeopardy, then he would have done something.
Hey, now I'm looking at a picture of Alex's son. That guy, he looks smaller. I don't know what's going on.
You're right, dude. He does look smaller if that's the kid he's talking about.
So why was Alex throwing shade then? That's just mean.
Yeah. He just wanted to brag about his son being swole.
Yes. His son looks really thin in that picture compared to that other dude.
Unless Alex saw the man shirtless in the dressing room.
Oh, they do that in Jeopardy. The green room, you have to sit shirtless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he probably did see him.
And I want my baby back ribs.
And never had to do that in Wheel of Fortune, man.
Yeah, see, that's, I don't know.
Pat Sajak didn't just show up without his shirt on and just started flexing for us or nothing like that.
Well, that's part of the tryout. You know what I mean?
Jeopardy's a lot harder, man.
Yeah, no, it's where you not only have to know stuff.
We actually have audio of Alex Trebek in the green room.
I know nothing about a dick tree.
Oh, see, that's...
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but apparently...
Gangstas.
You got to bring one of those, too, apparently. You got to be swole, and you got to bring that tree.
Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah.
Where are you getting all this green room audio, Steve?
Oh, you know, we have our insiders.
That's what it
Jeopardy.
Is. Can we hear that again, Danny? Because here's the thing. We just saw a picture of Alex Trebek's kid. I mean, he looks okay, but he looks thin. And then, of course, like Steve said, we saw a picture of the dude on Jeopardy. He looks bigger than Alex's kid right now. So, and yet, here's Alex throwing shade.
Nick Warrico is a graduate student from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Nick, when my son was in college, he did a lot of work in the gym, weightlifting. You are a competitive strongman and a power lifter, and yet you don't appear to have the big, solid build that my son had at that time.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of muscle I could gain right now, but it takes time, and I'm willing to put in the effort.
All right. Good luck.
Nice. Like, F you, Alex.
Yeah.
And your son. I'm going to kick your son's ass next time I see him.
Alex is like, yeah, sure you will. All right. right, you know, you come on my show, you say you're a power weightlifter, you better be swole.
And power weightlifters and strongmen have different body types than someone who just goes to the gym to get cut.
See, now, I didn't know that, but you know, they should have talked to you because you know the difference.
Well, I mean, I thought most people do. You ever watch those shows like on ESPN when they have like the strongman competitions? Like, no, these guys are just big dudes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the difference, but I'm going to take your word for it. I feel like if a guy's lifting weights in one way or another, he's usually swoller than I am. Yeah. Doesn't take much, actually.
The guy handled it very humble, though.
Yeah, he said, well, yeah, you know, I got a bit of time, man. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Alex, great if he rips his shirt off and wins Jeopardy.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
After he wins Jeopardy, he should rip his shirt off and bench press Alex Trebek.
I don't know. If Alex is just like, you know, you just weren't as big as my son. I'm a little worried about this whole thing, like a little obsession. Maybe he just thinks his kid is cooler than he really is. You know, sometimes dads just want their, you know, my kid's better than yours. Like, your kid's an idiot. Are you sure you really think your kid's better?
This could be his new thing. I think he should just do this from now on. Like, oh, I see on the sheet that you're a rocket scientist. You know, my son, when he was in high school,
yeah,
he won his science fair.
That's right. He made the volcano. It was the best one out of all of them.
Those were fun.
Yeah. Gosh, Alex, that's so funny. Oh, all right. What are we looking at now,
Vicky? The bodybuilders are the guys. Vicky's showing it's a meme. This is a normal person amongst bodybuilders, and then under it is a bodybuilder amongst strongmen.
Oh.
Strongmen are just beasts.
These girthy dudes.
All right, so which one was this dude? Was he a strongman or was he a bodybuilder?
I think he said he was a strongman.
Oh. Well, he didn't look as big as that dude.
He's getting there.
I mean, it's tough to tell with that sweater the guy had on.
Yeah.
Take off your shirt.
Yeah, but you see Lou Ferrigno in a suit, Lou Ferrigno in a sweater. You see Lou Ferrigno in anything, and he looks like a big guy.
Lou Ferrigno isn't a man, though. He's Lou Ferrigno. Oh, he's a beast.
Lou Ferrigno's a pain in my ass.
There.
That's him.
Talk to me unless I pay him.
It's my favorite story ever I tell.
Speaking of salt.
Yeah. People always ask me,
would talk to you for $50.
Yeah, but not Lou Ferrigno. That is my favorite story ever is whenever people go, what was the worst guest you had? And I go, well, for me, you know what? I've been pretty lucky. There aren't too many. But I said, let me tell you the story of Steve and Lou Ferrigno.
He wasn't even a guest.
We were
at Comic-Con.
But we had him on the show.
Oh, he was fine as a guest.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It was like he was a great guest, and then it devolved into, get away from me.
Get away from me unless you got $50.
That was so funny. Totally forgot. He had talked to us, scant hours earlier, and looked at us like he didn't know who the hell we were.
Pretty much.
We tried to show our cards. I was like, no, dude, you were on a radio show this morning. You remember that?
I don't care.
Get out of here. Don't talk to me.
Unless you're Alex Trebek's son, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah. This guy learned that he probably won't get a job that he interviewed for because he decided to steal from the store afterwards. I love America. Steve's got the news for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Most fifth graders have a better grasp of the English language. Unfortunately, there aren't any available this early in the morning. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Car Toys for giving us news and sports and happy National Green Monday.
Yeah, Green Monday. What?
Yeah, it's Blue Monday, really, here
that's,
in Seattle.
That's what it is.
Oh, more like Action Green Monday.
Oh, that's right. It is Action Green. I forgot.
That's right, because the Seahawks will be wearing that tonight on Monday Night Football. But this is a different type of Green Monday, and I thought maybe it's kind of a puff-puff pass kind of a Green Monday. But no,
yeah.
Or an environmental kind of Green Monday. But apparently it's just a Monday where they're encouraging people to buy stuff online. It's not nearly as crazy as Black Monday or Cyber Monday or Black Friday.
Oh.
But it's a day where you're supposed to drop some cash, drop some green, and buy things online. There you go.
Yeah.
I like Action Green Monday. It's Action Green Monday.
I like that. That's a fact.
I'm glad we fleshed this out.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yes.
Really, that's all it is? Just shop a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you want? This is one of those days.
I guess so.
Action Green Monday. We've changed it.
And there are days that, like, you know, the multiple days where, you know, they have all these cookie days and stuff like that. And today, nothing.
It's also National Dewey Decimal System Day.
Oh, boring.
Yeah, let's go back to Green Monday. Festival for the Souls of Dead Whales Day.
What?
And Human Rights Day.
Human rights. Who wants those?
Who wants those?
Losers.
Well, one guy would like to have a job, but apparently he handled the job interview not so well. He's 24 years old. His name is Dominic. And he went to a Kohl's in Florida to interview for a job. Now, I guess maybe the interview didn't go well. Maybe it did go well, and he was feeling super confident because after the interview was over, he decided to steal a couple things from Kohl's. Two pairs of women's shoes from the store. Security guards spotted him. They called the cops.
He said, I was taking the shoes to give them to my mom as a gift.
Yeah.
The excuse, although very heartfelt, doesn't matter. It's still stealing. He was arrested for theft, and shockingly, he did not get the job.
Oh, damn. Now, if he was applying for a job in loss prevention, he could say, I was just testing you guys.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's what I would have said.
That would be a good angle.
Yeah.
Probably still wouldn't get the job.
Probably not.
I like this guy in Vermont. His name's Ted, and he just spent a bunch of money, $4,000, in fact, on a giant wooden hand giving the middle finger.
Oh, yeah, that's a Steve nice. Gift right there.
And he directed it at a local government office because it's a protest against his local government because he tried to get a building permit so he could relocate his business. They wouldn't let him, so he did what any normal person does and spent $4,000 on a giant wooden middle finger.
Yeah, that's... Jeez.
Here's a couple people in town explaining what the sculpture looked like, and also here's Ted talking about why he did it.
It's a big middle finger, really high above the tree line.
It's a big hand. It looks like a fist, but with one finger lifted up in an expression that we all know what it means.
And so who is the statue intended for?
It's intended for the people who run our town. I'm hoping that we can get it through the people who live in the town of Westford to have a really long look at the people who are running their town.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
That handles
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Flip the bird. You know what? I hadn't really thought about how people are running our town, but then there's the bird flipping statue. Now I'm realizing.
Maybe we're just telling them all they're number one at what they do.
That's what it is.
Dude, how about this? Have you heard the latest story that's happening over at Facebook with the employees there?
No.
Apparently, it's just such a crazy environment. I mean, this is according to a BuzzFeed report, so take it as you will. But apparently, there's so much distrust and tension within Facebook that a lot of people that work there have been buying burner phones that they can use to talk ass about the company.
Wow.
They don't trust their own phones, you know.
Well, yeah.
Every time you get an ad.
Well, exactly. You don't know who's listening in. You don't know if the Russians have hacked your stuff. You don't know anything when it comes to Facebook.
You know, if they're listening to us to know what kind of underwear they want to advertise to us on their Facebook page, I mean, they sure as hell are going to pick up on them talking crap.
Imagine we would have to get burner phones for you and I just to have a conversation. We'd feel that bugged.
Wouldn't that be nuts if you work for Facebook and then you go on your Facebook page and it's like adult diapers because we know you're talking crap about us?
Oh, hey.
We're on to you, Johnny.
I like that one.
Quit talking ass about us.
Yeah. Damn, dude. That's... Well, Facebook, everybody.
Like I mentioned, Seahawks playing tonight, what? Monday Night Football here at CenturyLink Field. You might want to bring a tarp or a poncho or something because it's probably going to rain tonight. It's going to be cold.
Oh, yeah.
But Pete Carroll, he did challenge the fans to get louder than the last game. So hopefully they listen to Pete, our coach, and get real loud at CenturyLink Field tonight. It's against the Minnesota Vikings. Big game. Unfortunately, DJ Fluker, who's just been a star on the offensive guard, he's not going to be able to play. KJ Wright won't be there. Yeah. And wide receiver Doug Baldwin apparently is questionable. So fortunately, Tyler Lockett's just been incredible for the team. And, but let's hope things turn out all right for the Seahawks.
Well, yeah,
it was a big game.
And I was listening to Pete Carroll. He says, look, these guys are better than people think, and it's going to be a tough one.
The Vikings?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Just better than their record indicates. But yesterday, I don't know if you were watching any football, but did you happen to catch the Patriots-Dolphins game?
Well, that was...
I had to look at your son right when that happened. That was fan-freaking-tastic. Yeah. How many times have we seen these kind of plays happen at an end of a game, and they never end up working?
No.
And I always wonder, why are you even trying to do those lateral passes and trying to do whatever, these desperation moves? But it actually worked out for the Dolphins. They're calling it the miracle in Miami, and this was the big story. The Patriots were up 33-28, 7 seconds left in the game. Dolphins 69 yards from the end zone. They threw a pass to the midfield, lateraled twice, and somehow made it into the end zone, passing Rob Gronkowski, who was the last guy to be able to make the tackle. Here's the TV announcers talking about what happened over in Miami.
Tannehill will throw it, and this will end it after the shovel, or will it? Miami running around, circling, and look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle! Touchdown! Ohio Canyon Drake!
Yeah, unbelievable.
I love I heard a clip of the Boston announcers doing it on the radio.
Yeah.
And they're, whoever their color commentator is, as the play-by-play guy's doing the announcement, you just hear him in the background just go,
Jesus.
Yep. That's awesome.
As far as weather, 48 degrees and cloudy, and thank you, Bradman College, for giving us news and sports.
It is fascinating because, what are the Patriots, 9-4 right now?
I believe you're right.
We will be, if we win tonight, we'll only be one game behind them. And the way the season started for both teams, you would think, hey, you know what, the Seahawks are going nowhere and the Patriots are still who they are. Just goes to show you, it's a long season. You got to hang in there, baby.
Yeah.
And the Chicago Bears might be looking like the team to beat.
That was a real offensive battle yesterday. Jeez.
Well, we had a, you know, I mean, it was early in the season, but they gave us a hard time.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
But, you know, you go, okay, early in the season, Denver also gave us a hard time. So, you know, you'd like to go, all right, well, let's just love to play those guys again when we got our stuff going and it's late in the season. But the Bears, man, oh, man, they might be the team to watch out for.
15-6 that game was.
Yeah, I mean, the Rams. Head and shoulders the best team, and with the offense that they've had all season long, and the Bears just said, not today.
Yeah,
you're right. Not that the Bears had a great offense, but we know the Rams defense is pretty good, so that doesn't surprise me. What surprised me is that Goff, you know, threw what, 800 interceptions. I mean, he did the Bears just made him look stupid.
I'm starting to regret having him on the Puyallup Dogmasters.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Yeah, he didn't do well for you. Well, sorry, buddy.
I mean, I think you could kind of put two and two together.
I could try. I think it adds up to a big zero for you.
Oh, man. Come on.
Yeah.
How many points did I get on that jacket?
Did you play Vicky? Of course you did. Vicky keeps winning and she doesn't even know.
No, dude. We're neck and neck right now. We both have one player left to use.
I love how Vicky's proud about this and she knows nothing about
football. Well, she got 0 points with her quarterback because she has Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Well, to be fair, I haven't updated in 3 weeks.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That helps. Yeah.
To be fair, but you still sit there and, you know, you sit there and take credit for it.
I mean, I'm still doing okay for someone that's not doing anything. That's kind of impressive.
Wait, you have one player on your team. You have Derrick Henry, who got 47 points.
I haven't updated it.
I don't understand how someone can take pride in being anything when they're doing nothing to
I'm
do it.
I'm taking pride at my amazing luck I've had.
Yeah, this is why I can't do fantasy football with you geniuses.
And Derek Goff had negative 0.3 points.
Oh, good job, Steve. Yeah, but no one would. I mean, I wouldn't have told you to take him out.
What do you? Yeah.
I mean, geez, that's just. Oh man.
Regardless, that was not the outcome I thought that game was gonna. I mean, I didn't know who was gonna win, but I didn't think it was gonna be a 15-6 game.
Yeah, this is good. This is a thing. I mean, the good news for the Rams is that if they have to face the Bears again, at least they'll go. All right. Well, we got to figure this out.
Oh, somebody, Rev, I don't know if you could track it down, but apparently the Spanish announcers for the Dolphins game were incredible. So maybe we could check. I think it's on NFL.com. They even have home and away Spanish radio calls for the Miami Miracle.
Oh,
so
man.
We might have to track those down because that sounds like it could be some good audio.
That's a bit of a beating because, you know, you're trying to get home field advantage. And if the Patriots could have had it, but because of that, they don't. I mean, I know they still got a little bit ways to go because the Chiefs are doing well. But still, if that keeps you from getting home field advantage, that sucks.
When I was watching that and they're showing, I'm just like, this never in all my years of watching. I mean, sure, it's happened. It's probably worked from time to time. But
the Tennessee Titans had it in a playoff game, didn't they?
You're probably right, but it almost never happens.
But you're right. It almost never happens. But I remember seeing it in a really big playoff game. I don't know. It was many, many years ago. But you're right. It's pretty awesome. And here's the thing. The reason why it's so awesome is it happened against the New England Patriots, who everybody hates.
Joe. That's really, yeah.
My dad actually called me into the room when that happened. He's like, you gotta see this play. And just seeing Tom Brady before the play and then him after the play, it just warmed my heart.
Well, we know what that looks like because
we've had it.
Yeah, we saw when Kirsch made that incredible catch in the Super Bowl and you see Tom Brady in the sideline going,
here we go again.
Not again. And unfortunately, it wasn't again.
Somebody put together that whole play with the Titanic music playing in the background.
Oh, nice. Oh.
It's hilarious. I shared it on the BJ Migs Facebook page.
That's very awesome. Yeah, the whole world was talking about that play, which, I mean, they really should have. Like you said, Steve, you never get to see it happen.
No.
So it's awesome when it does happen. It's a desperation lateral thing that usually ends with just somebody just like,
It made me so happy, and especially when it happens then to the Patriots. That makes it even better. It would have been entertaining no matter what team, but the fact that it was against the Patriots and I knew Joe would be sad.
Yeah.
I think I found the Spanish announcers.
Well, if they're speaking Spanish, I bet you have.
I'm pretty sure they're speaking Spanish.
Okay. All right, let's give them a listen.
Can he still? Lo dan la pelota acá a Devonta Parker. Devonta Parker a Kenyon Drake. Kenyon Drake se va corriendo. Cuidado. Kenyon Drake le tira a Gronkowski. Kenyon Drake. Touchdown, Kenyon Drake. Qué jugada.
that's the right one.
Partido con una jugada sensacional. Tanning up for Kenny Stills. For Devontae Parker.
I was expecting more.
Yeah.
Para Kenyon Drake. Rob Gronkowski defendiendo. No lo pudo parar.
Okay. I thought that was a. I thought he was kissing the first time I heard that. It was like a weird glitchy sound. At first, I thought he was like, Kenyon Drake.
Nice. Well, I think it was even after, like, que jugada.
Yeah, what
which
is that?
Means what a play.
Ah. And do you do that kiss every once in a while, like to just like an exclamation point?
I don't, but I thought that was funny if you did.
Yeah, maybe that's just his thing.
That guy did a good job doing the American names, too, because sometimes I don't know who they're talking about because of the accents, even with the American names. So that dude, he was, you know what, he had a good command of both languages.
I still think the Boston guy was the best. Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
Here we go.
Here we go. On Friday, Steve, he did get this one right.
A poke bowl is a diced raw fish dish that originated in which U.S. state?
Oh, California?
No.
Hawaii.
Yes.
I want that pokey.
Yeah, you got a shot at beating Steve. We're still using Danny's cell phone, right?
Yeah, it's his burner phone now.
Yeah, 206-449-1181. We're playing Beat Meeks at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.